Hello, good afternoon. My name is Tony. How are you doing today?
What are you calling about?
Yes, I'm calling because we're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. All of your
How long does the survey take? How long does the survey take?
About 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay, I'm walking down here. I don't know if I'll be able to complete it. You want to go ahead? Let's try a few questions, see what happens.
Thank you, sir. Very appreciated. Okay, so what is the year of your birth?
1957.
Okay. 1957. And what is the highest level of a school that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I wish I was, but no, they call me white nowadays.
Okay. Okay, now, what is your race? Select all that apply. You said white, right?
I got to call white is what they're going to say.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Perfect. When thinking about the direction of in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, sir, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, or only fair or poor?
Only fair.
All right. Below is a list of issues, which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia?
Right.
Homelessness, healthcare, jobs and the economy, gun violence, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, public school funding, public transportation, corruption in city government, the cost of housing and rent, city services like trash pickup, inflation and the cost of living, crime, and public safety.
Okay, so I can pick two, right?
Yeah, two or three.
Two or three. Crime is one.
Okay.
Public education is another. And there's a heck of a list. Let me think. And those are really only two. Let's stick with that.
All right. Public education. All right.
I think you could put three as jobs, perhaps. I think that's a much lesser one, but jobs. That'd be number three. That's
all right.
Those are the three. Jobs, education, and crime.
Okay, gotcha. Now, we would like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them.
Okay? Got it.
The first one is Philadelphia Department of Streets.
10 is fair. I'm going to give them a 6. That's a charitable one, but I'll give them a 6. It's a tough job. It's a 5 or a 6,
right.
So we'll give them a 6. I'll be in a nice mood.
All right. The next one is the Philadelphia Police Department.
I'm in a good mood. You're catching me on a bad day here. How about a 7?
All right. Next one is your local police officers.
I can't answer that. I don't know.
All right. You can select to.
I don't know them, so it's put a no answer on that one. Okay.
A 5 is a neutral.
All right, put a 5.
All right.
I have a non-answer.
The next one is SEPTA or SEPTA.
I'm gonna give them a 8.
Okay.
I'm in a happy mood, so I'm giving higher grades today. Hey.
I'm glad to hear that. Next one is District Attorney Larry Krasner.
I'm going to give him a 3.
3, perfect. Next one, Mayor Cheryl Parker.
You know, I don't know. I have to answer a number, huh? I'd really like to say I don't know. That's kind of like asking me, you know, what do I think about, you know, I don't know. She's been mayor for 2 months.
Well, you
I don't
you
have an opinion.
Five,
it's real.
Which is neutral.
Five is neutral. I say not neutral. I'm not neutral. She could be the greatest mayor in the history of the world. I don't know. Or she could be
you
the worst.
Select,
I don't know.
You can select never heard of.
I'm not. How about never? I've heard of her. You need an answer. I don't know, but I put a five. Not my real answer, but that's your survey's problem.
Yes, because lately we've been having issues with that specific option.
She's only been in for 2 months. I mean, if somebody who really likes her must be related to her, somebody who hates her is a racist. I'm neither, so I don't have an opinion.
Yes, understand. I understand. Don't worry. We're gonna go with the next one, which is the Philadelphia City Council.
Six.
How about council member Kenyatta Johnson?
I don't have an opinion. I don't mean it, but I honestly don't have an opinion. It's like asking me,
okay,
what do I think of the mayor of Prague? I don't have an opinion.
Okay. The next one is Police Commissioner Kevin Bettle.
I don't have an opinion. Sorry, but being honest
okay,
with you, I don't have an opinion.
Don't worry, sir. Don't worry. It's not that important. The next one is Governor Josh Shapiro.
I'm going to give him an 8.
All right. We're going to move on. Generally speaking, sir, do you approve or disapprove of the way Cheryl Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
You know my answer, which is I don't have. She's just been there 2 months. I have no idea. I've followed a little bit, but it's too early. It's like telling somebody on your first day of your job, it's what I think of you. It's whether you're hate or love or anything in between, it's meaningless. It tells nothing about the person. I don't know.
Okay. I know, sir, and I don't want to be bothering you. I don't want to be bugging you.
Yeah, you're kind of bothering me a bit because I'm telling you what I'm thinking and your survey can't handle it. So I don't know what to tell you there.
I understand.
Or you can put any answer you want to. Just be fake information. You put whatever you want to in there. You have my permission.
Okay. Okay.
That's not my answer, but that's okay. Bad survey.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government.
Yeah, give it a 6.
On this one, you can select strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Okay. Do I strongly disagree? I pretty much agree. I've got about a minute to go here. Have your survey, you said 5 minutes, it's been 5 minutes, so survey's got to end real soon.
Yeah, we
I took you at your words.
We have the half of the survey, sir.
But then it's not going to finish
agree?
It. Yeah, strongly agree.
Or
whatever. Agree. Whatever. I don't give a shit.
Right.
Put down an answer. Let's move on. You said 5 minutes, and you were not accurate. You're not accurate. So, I can't help you.
Yeah, because we're taking a little bit
ahead.
Of time.
Just go faster. Go faster.
All right. I will read a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale from 0 to 10. Satisfaction.
Yeah, 10's good. 10's good. Got it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go,
okay,
go ahead.
Okay. Access to public transportation?
9.
All right. Access to affordable housing?
5.
All right. The availability of good paying jobs?
7.
Okay. The quality of education in public schools?
2.
The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities.
4. Maybe a 5. Maybe
right.
A 5. I'll give it a 5. That's a 5.
Okay. Public safety?
3.
The cost of rent?
That's a comparative thing. I'm going to say 6. And I've got to go
right
here in just a minute here. Take a bus. I'll
the
see you.
One,
take it easy.
Right.
See you later.
The last one is conditions of road and infrastructure.
Hello.
Sir, we're about to finish, you know, the 50% of the survey. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year? Hello? Sir? Sir, can you hear me? Sir? I still can hear you. I don't know if you can hear me. If you can,
yeah,
please.
I really go quick. I just had to get on the bus. Tell people.
I know, sir,
just
I know.
Finish it.
I don't care.
Finish it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
That's not good enough. That's not good enough. I don't have another 5 to 10 minutes to talk to you, but go. I'll do what I can.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will read a list of goods and services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. All right? Education, public transportation, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, rent, groceries, paying the down debts, healthcare, including prescription drugs.
Healthcare, that's it.
All right, healthcare. All right, now below. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
All right. How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood, sir? Would you say that every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, regularly, or never?
A few times a week.
All right. Now, do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
They spend too little.
Too little? Perfect. Here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please tell me whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, or a little bit safer, or not at all.
Got it.
Declare a public safety emergency in the city.
So much safer, I guess. I don't think they should do that, okay. But I guess they're making it feel so much safer.
All right. Hire 15 new 9/11 dispatches, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
I don't think that would make you feel safer, really. So whatever the answer is
right.
To that.
Close the open air drug marketing. Kensington.
I think you feel so much safer.
All right. Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets.
Wouldn't have effect. No, I got it. Wouldn't have much of effect in making people safe.
All right. Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, in creation centers.
Yeah, that would make me feel very much safer. You don't have to finish it out. Very much safer,
all
sure.
Right. Being sending residents suffering from drug addictions and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
That would make me feel safer, sure.
All right, perfect. In a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Cheryl Parker recently? Nothing?
What have I heard about her recently? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
That she's had, she's trying to build coalitions.
Can you repeat that?
She's trying to build coalitions.
Okay. Right. Now, sir, moving on. As you might know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget from the City Council. Please indicate the 2 or 3 items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and selected officials in 2024. Get guns off the streets, foster small business and local jobs, hire more police officers, improve public transportation, improve the city's infrastructure, tackle the opioid crisis, support more affordable housing, improve our schools and education, address photoless and graffiti neighborhoods.
That's a list, but the, hire more police, improve education, would be on the list. Those are the two, I would say, the highest.
Perfect. Now, sir, I would read a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's purpose of 2024 city budget. After each one, please, we go with the same dynamic, indicate on a scale from 0 to 10, where...
Yeah.
10 minutes.
I got it.
Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives, like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
That's...
Invest $100 million dollars for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
Four.
All right. Next, provide nearly $100 million for the street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
Two.
All right. Next, add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
Seven.
All right. Next, invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
10.
Perfect. Next, invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
6.
All right. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid or work-from-home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work-from-home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full-time?
And that's one where I don't, a yes or no question where I don't really have a yes or no answer. I'm in favor of hybrid.
Yes.
I'm just
going to
say, it's on your survey. The truth is I'm not in favor of either one. I'm in favor of hybrid. If they're never showing up, that's bad. If they're always showing up, that's probably bad too. So I don't know what to answer to that.
Neither support or nor opposed?
Not opposed, I guess. I don't care.
Okay, give me a second. Not opposed.
Yeah, the real thing is I don't want to have a discussion about this. So put in any answer, I don't give a shit what it is, because it doesn't express my opinion.
How often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year?
Every day.
Every day. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
All right. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a
no,
family member?
I rent.
Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Are you, it says heterosexual or straight?
Yeah, I'm heterosexual.
Okay.
Heterosexual.
All right. Do you identify as a transgender or non-binary?
No, I don't.
Perfect. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
I'm single.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of a child on the bed?
Nope.
All right. From whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
All right. Below are some potential news sources, and please select up to 3 sources that you get most of your news from. X or Twitter, Facebook, CNN, Washington Post, YouTube, New York Times, local news stations, Philadelphia Daily News, Philadelphia's Inquirer, Power 99, TikTok, Fox News.
Right, so the only 3 I don't get them from are the Daily News, TikTok, and Power 99. I don't access those sources.
Okay. The rest you do.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, got it. Now, okay, so more than three.
Are you going to end
okay,
anytime soon? Or, I'm sorry,
should I go
to the funeral parlor and die? I mean, come on.
This is the last question, sir. Last year in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
I don't, that's not something I won't answer that, sorry.
All right, don't worry. Well, that was the last question, sir. I really appreciate
Good.
All your time and your patience.
Take it easy. Hope it helps. Bye now.
It does. Thank you very much. Have a good day. From Diego.